And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, saving the world one soundbite at a time, making it cool to be a conservative. So I gotta just pause here and tell you, somebody else who makes it pretty cool to do what they do is Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama, man, they are so good at what they do. And by the way, I'm not kidding when I say this is who I use personally. And I have used them now for quite a while. So well before they're advertising with us. But Southern Immediate Care, they are open 7 days a week in places all over North Alabama. I'm talking about Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations around the Birmingham area. The two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Southern Immediate Care, 5 or 7 days a week, all hours. You can get in there, extended hours in some locations, all ages, I meant to say a moment ago. They can see you pediatric to geriatric. Listen, every time I have been in, super clean, super professional. You can get your shots and your x-rays there on the spot. They're not going to send you away somewhere to get it done. Southern Immediate Care. They're just an amazing group of folks. And by the way, I know the guy that owns the whole chain. And fellas, I'm telling you, he's a right side ruffian. So just if you need something, you wake up on a Saturday morning, someone's got a fever, you don't want to wait till Monday, 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care. And when you go in, do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, we're gonna dive into a little section here. I'll tell you what, let me take some text messages first. Kyle from Madison says, Pinellas County, talking about those, that is exactly right. Pinellas County, Florida, where they apparently have, Chinese have infiltrated one of the local school systems. Pinellas County, Florida is directly across from MacDill Air Force Base, which is a headquarters for Central Command and Special Operations Command. Yep, SITCOM and SOCOM, both. Thank you, Kyle, appreciate you. I didn't know the county name. I mean, I've been down there. I was actually did duty at MacDill, but brand spanking new in the text line. By the way, if you want to text it in, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can call it or text it, same number for both. But if you text for the very first time, do us a favor, tell us your first name and where you're from. Brand spanking new in the text lines. First contact, he says, Bob from Madison. Love your show. Kentucky might have the Chinese-influenced schools because of McConnell's wife. I don't know that to be a fact. Is she? I know that she is Asian, but I don't know if it's Chinese. But anyway, who knows? All I know is Kentucky's covered up. John from Huntsville. Where'd it go? I just lost my... John from Huntsville says, Boomer, I need at least one sound effect today from you.
Now I'm not going to do any.
Now, Boomer just bowed up and said, now I'm not going to do any.
It's like a participation trophy.
Turn your microphone on so he can hear you berating him right now. Boomer says being told to do a sound effect is like getting like a participation trophy.
It's yes,
gotta,
right.
It's got to count.
I'm gonna stand up. Bow up, buddy.
Even if I said jackassery, what would you do then?
I'll just do it with my...
Did you just make a chicken noise?
That was a chicken noise. Yonk, yonk. I should have done that one. There we go. I did make a chicken noise.
John, I hope you will grade accordingly. All right. He's beating me right now in the NCAA pick'em, so just as long as I can keep winning the daily scores, I'm happy. Okay. Hey, this next section, and we'll lap over to the next half hour, but you can't make this stuff up. My latest op-ed is out, by the way. 1819 News usually carries it on Mondays. Other papers pick it up around the state throughout the week. Allie from Athens runs it in Athens Now. Scott Buttram runs it in Trustful Tribune. But my latest one today is a takeoff on something I spoke about last week, and it's about what this first article is. This is a series of unrelated articles, but they are related in that you just can't make this stuff up. Like, you look at it and go, dang, y'all. That was like next level messed up. So I know you've seen what happened in the Canadian Parliament. Boomer, did you see this?
Canadian Parliament.
It's important that you understand that
I did not see it.
That we are not the only governmental institutions that has our problems.
Oh.
So how would you feel if you were observing the goings-on in the U.S., you know, House or Senate, and you saw them give a standing ovation to an older gentleman who was a World War II veteran.
Okay, great.
Who was a Nazi.
That's why you don't need to turn.
That's why. That's called baiting you in. So, I kid you not. You can't make this stuff up. So, Canadian House Speaker apologizes for recognition of a veteran who fought for Nazis. I watched this. I don't know what he invited the guy because he heard he had fought the Russians in World War II, and he was a Ukrainian, and Zelensky was visiting the Canadian. You're crying.
I am crying.
So Zelensky was speaking to the Canadian Parliament, right?
Right.
And the Canadian speaker says, I would like to recognize while we are here a gentleman who is a naturalized Canadian citizen, blah, blah, blah. I'm paraphrasing. 98-year-old, what's his name? 98-year-old Yaroslav Honka. Yaroslav Honka. Please stand to be recognized because you, as a Ukrainian, have fought the Russians yourself. Except that he did so as a member of the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS. And so Yaroslav Honka was overwhelmed with emotion and stood up while the parliament gave him a standing ovation. And Zelensky applauded quite vociferously, you can imagine.
I'm sure.
And then it came out, nah, you got it wrong, dude. He didn't fight them because he was a resistance fighter for Ukraine. He fought them.
So they didn't know.
He fought them because he was a freaking Nazi.
They didn't know before all that.
And you got to look back at your history.
Right.
Yes.
You got to remember these things.
You got to look back at your history. The Russians were, I mean, it was not the time when there was a Ukrainian resistance truly against unless you were Jewish. But even that was the Russians. So if you're fighting the Russians in World War II, you're probably not on our side. Speaker of the Canada, you can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Speaker of Canada's House of Commons on Sunday apologized for praising an individual at a parliamentary meeting who served in a Nazi unit during World War II. Speaker Anthony Rota had recognized 98-year-old Yaroslav Honka as a Ukrainian hero. A Ukrainian hero. Before the Canadian Parliament, Honka, though, served in World War II as a member of the 14th Waffen Grenadier Division of the SS. Kid you not. And you can imagine Jewish rights groups were livid because the SS, those are the ones who were exterminating Jews. I mean, they were some of the worst. Rota said in a statement he took responsibility for what he characterized as a mere oversight entirely of my own. I got news, dude. You're the Speaker of the freaking Parliament. Maybe you ought to do your homework before you bring this.
I wonder what was going through the guy's head. I mean, the one that he, I'm like, okay, they're actually cheering for
him. Well, first of all, he had to be invited there.
Right.
So he's like, oh,
what? All right.
I guess all's been forgiven. I guess I'll show up.
I guess they're okay with this.
Yes. My niece shall help me in because I'm 98 years old and we shall go and sit and then I'll stand to my feet. Emotion overcomes me as I am recognized from being a member of the SS by Canada, who was at war with Nazi Germany, by the way. All right, I got more of this stuff. Things like you look at it and go, you can't make this stuff up. Like what's happening with the guy who's coming across the border illegally and his little friend? I'll tell you about that next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Woo. Goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else who covers some major ground, by the way. That's our friends over at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. That's where you can find them. But ZLA Solutions, man, they are just epic good at what they do. I've known these folks for a while, and they are friends of mine. They cover our entire listening area, which is pretty broad and beyond. by helping businesses, big name businesses, to basically make their businesses better. They can do things like help you with logistics and warehousing and quality control and sorting and containment and all that kind of stuff. But they also, man, their bread and butter at ZLA Solutions remains staffing. You need people. It doesn't matter whether it's onesies and twosies with special niche hard-to-find skills or whether, in fact, you actually need an entire shift of people. So just tell them what you need. They'll help you do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, and you can find them on their website at ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Do me the favor of telling them, too, by the way, you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Boomer, turn your camera on because we're going to get your reaction to this. Okay. Southern border. It's a mess, right?
Oh, complete mess.
All right. Southern border. Like, there's got to be a reason why you have a border. You control the flow in and out of your country. You control trade. You control smuggling. You control access to things that could harm the U.S. people.
Yeah.
All right.
All kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, I think I saw that the highest level of daily illegal crossings in one day occurred yesterday. I want to say there was something like 13,000 in one day or something like that.
The ones we know about.
Yeah, that we know about. And now, story on Red State. After all that's transpired on our southern border, at last, we have crossed the line into the truly absurd as a Venezuelan man is about to be allowed to enter the U.S. illegally because he's Venezuelan. Because President Biden issued basically the y'all come to Venezuela. Y'all come.
Y'all come on.
In fact, let's just go ahead and say Venezuela, y'all come. That's just where it is. If you're poor or downtrodden, no, just, hey, Venezuela, pick up and come on. We'll make you the 51st state. Why not? During the weeks, here's the guy's. The guy's name is Yison. He doesn't want to tell us his full name. Yison and Nico migrated from Venezuela. They navigated dangerous jungles over a dead body, they say at one point. The two are so inseparable that Yison even sold his phone so both of them had enough bus money to continue their journey. And now, as Yison prepares to finally enter the U.S., it's likely, though, he may have to leave Nico behind. Yison can cross the border. Nico can't. Because Nico is a squirrel.
I was wondering who Nico was. I was waiting for it.
Correct.
I was like, where is it going?
Y'all aren't watching the live stream. You need to, because I thought Boomer was going to have a hemorrhage. All right. So, yeah, Yison declined to give his full name because he didn't want anybody. It only repercussions back home because, I don't know, maybe he stole the squirrel. I don't know. But it said, coming up here, he left behind what he had to, but going without Nico was out of the question. But Mexico may be where they are forced to part their ways.
I'm sorry, Nico. You're going to have to stay on that side of the line.
Bless little Nico's heart. Yison is obviously missing an opportunity here, it says, because if he claims Nico is an emotional support squirrel, he might be able to get him across the border.
Let Nico identify as something else.
Nico now identifies as, I don't know what, a kilo of cocaine. Therefore, you're allowed to cross. These kinds of things are supposedly why we have border controls. We can't have squirrels possibly carrying disease just strolling across the border unchecked. People, no worries at all. Come one, come all, they say. Anyway, it points out the situation on our southern border has been intolerable for quite a while, and the ridiculous tale of Yison and Nico is just not a compelling emotional tale of bonding between a man and a pet tree rat. It's just a vivid illustration, actually, of how absurd our situation has gotten.
Wow.
Could you hit me some jackassery on that one?
That's a good one. I was going to say, I can't, but that is a good one. Okay, what if he just told him, hey, Nico, I mean, if he's his perfect pet squirrel, I'm sure Nico will comply and listen to his master and say, hey, Nico, just run down the fence, hop over yourself, and I'll meet you on the other side.
This is not Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, this is
you
a
never
squirrel.
Know. You don't know. Maybe it is squirrel. Rocket. Hey, listen, I had a pet squirrel.
You had a pet squirrel?
Yeah, up in Nashville, outside of the gym that I was coaching at one day, it was just these squirrels, and one became our pet. We called him our shop squirrel, and he lived in our shop. with us, and then we handed them off to a friend that actually built like a whole squirrel cage in their house. Like, I'm talking as big as this room. We gave the squirrel back. Not back to them, but
I'm seeing a whole side of you I didn't know existed.
Right. He was a cool squirrel.
Was his name Nico?
No, it wasn't Nico though. Well, maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe.
Was he a Venezuelan squirrel?
No. I wonder, are Venezuelan squirrels different? I mean, it could be like Rocket.
We can't have
like
them. We can't have them crossbreeding with our American squirrels. We can't have that interracial squirrel stuff going on. Not around here.
Oh, man.
Good Lord. How about this one? You've seen, so John Fetterman, I started to say earlier, yeah, okay. I started to say earlier, I wrote a new piece that came out in 1819 News Today. It's being published around the state by other periodicals, including our friend Alif Mathens, Athens Now, and Scott Buttram's Trustful Tribune and others. But John Fetterman can apparently, and I said in my piece, he can apparently dress like a unshaven, half-dressed college kid who stayed up all night playing Call of Duty and just suddenly remembered he had a term paper to write and run in the door doing whatever he's got to do. That's our U.S. senator there from Pennsylvania. So TheBlaze.com has a piece that took a spin off of a New York Post article dated yesterday. It says New York Post reporter John Levine decided to see if that same dress code would fly in some of the nicest restaurants in the Big Apple. So sorry. So Levine put on a hoodie and sweatpants or shorts, and he went first to Daniel on the Upper East Side, where a 7-course tasting menu runs about $275. And the maitre d' said he would not be permitted here. So then he went to La Bernardine, where the maitre d' named Julian says no athletic wear would be allowed. But La Bernardine's wine director, Aldo said that jackets and pants were on loan to those who did not seem capable of reading the room. Then he went to the 2-star Jean Georges near Columbus Circle, which has a 10-course tasting menu that costs around $368. And the restaurant would not allow him inside because he wore the short pants. And then the employee said, I don't care if you're Lady Gaga. People don't come in dressed like that. But he was allowed to use the restroom while he was there. So I'm looking at this and just thinking, this is where we are, by the way. Fetterman is allowed to go onto the floor of the U.S. Senate in the place where they do things like confirm generals, declare war, and raise and hopefully lower taxes and sometimes pass a budget. Fetterman is allowed to go on there looking like he rolled out of bed and just like a bum and just coming in the door, and he gets to vote on laws that affect millions of people. But you can't go in some of the nicer restaurants in the city of New York. They want, that is, this Julian will tell you this is unacceptable in our establishment. You are not welcome here, sir. You shall turn around and go back out the door. Thank you very much for your time. I got a couple of calls. Which one are they in line? Are they in order yet? Line one. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How are you, my friend?
I am well, and you guys are cracking me up so much I can hardly spit out what I want to say. Here are my two comments, and they're condensed. The first one is regarding the would-be honoree from Ukraine that turned out to
be a Nazi
for the SS. And my comment in my text was, it seems that the emperor is attempting to convince us once again that he has a perfectly tailored set of new clothes. But then it occurred to me, as we were talking about Nico, we're going to go for the emperor again. And stick with me, Colonel. Do you remember the Emperor's New Groove? It was one of Disney's best movies. It had John Goodman in the voices and David Spade. Anyway. Point being that there is actually a guy in that movie that's named Kronk. And Kronk is the beef for the evil queen. He's the bodyguard, and he also speaks fluent squirrel.
He's fluent squirrel.
Yeah, he's the squirrel troop. And the movie ends up with Kronk actually finding his groove as a permanent squirrel interpreter that is developing squirrel scouts in the Emperor's new groove. And so I'm wondering, well, maybe Yassine or whatever the guy maybe he'll get duly employed on the U.S. side by being Crocs.
I feel a mission coming. I feel a new mission. That way he can be here on a work visa and he won't have to be illegal.
That's exactly right. And you know that our taxpayers only want to support this endeavor.
That's absolutely do. I feel far more comfortable now that I recognize he could have gainful employment here as a squirrel whisperer. That'd be great.
Seeing as my job in Interrupt a lot of time was to be a cinema therapist, I would find the movies that would make the need taken care of in the moment. I would like to, as a quasi-professional, toss out the prospect of all y'all going home tonight and watching The Emperor's New Groove and see if you can get through it and keep a straight face.
See you, my friend. I'll take one more call for the break. I got to take one before I go to the break real quick. Sparky, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, now, enjoyed the squirrel conversation. I'm a big fan of all the wildlife that is on my land, and I feed the squirrels and the birds and some raccoons, so. There it is. Hey,
nice.
I had a quick thought.
Yeah.
It's perplexing to most people with any sense of reason why the Democrats are pushing Biden and Harris again.
Yeah.
Because they're an embarrassment. The old guy is suffering from Alzheimer's badly. I don't think he's going to live another year. And then Harris, she's obviously a dimwit and utterly unaccomplished. But I think they're such perfect stooges that the people behind the scenes who are really making all the decisions and in bed with China and all our enemies and trying to destroy this country, I'm talking the Clintons and Barack Obama and George Soros, the people really in power behind the scenes, they're content to just let it ride and let these two pinheads go into the election again. But even more concerning, and tell me if you agree at all, it's concerning to me that they're doing it despite the spectacular failures of these two people, because I think they know how to cheat and win no matter what happens and no matter what the Democrat voters want, and certainly no matter what the taxpaying citizens want.
I mean,
what do you think? I think they figured out how they're going to cheat and win no matter what, and it scares the living crap out of it.
Well, so yes, with barely 30 seconds left, I'll go ahead and tell you real quickly. I do think they've figured out their cheating mechanisms, but I think that right now we have become so attuned to the idea of them cheating that they know that that can't be the only thing. I think part of their goal here is they recognize that right now these two are just sock puppets. And they can make them do whatever they want them to do. And so it's more gainful for them to keep them in play because they truly are malleable. They're as malleable as Play-Doh. That's my thought right now. We got a couple of Gumbies in there right now. They can bend them however they want to.
I have stronger words, but Gumby's good enough.
Gumby's good
thanks
enough.
Thanks for letting me on.
Thanks, Sparky. Appreciate you. You got to run to a break. I ran a little bit long. Got a ton of texts all of a sudden. I mean, that's Josh from Coleman said, that's some serious jackassery. So you guys stay tuned. We'll come right back and wrap it up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So is Nico the squirrel the new mascot for Right Side?
It may be. I was thinking about it. I was like, maybe we need a pet squirrel.
I mean, kind of like, I picture like a smiling squirrel, kind of like the Bucky's beaver, just grinning
at
us.
The Ice Age squirrel thing.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's So, hey, I'll tell you what, let me do one more story. I mean, I have a stack of them, but I'm not going to get to all of them. Like, I'm not going to get to the one about Biden deciding to go and walk the picket line at the UAW as they destroy the economy. That's awesome. I'm not going to talk about the one in detail about the Department of Homeland Security hiring the former CIA directors who also, by the way, had said that the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. I'm not going to go those stories in detail. I got this one, though. One more in the you can't make this stuff up. You may be aware, Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, Democrat from New Jersey, was just indicted. We talked about it last week. He was indicted, I think, Friday. And the indictment is like, wow. I mean, this is not a normal indictment where the evidence will show. No, this is like he did this on this day and his wife did this on this day and they had $450,000 in cash and some gold bricks in a safe deposit box and they had this. And we saw them handing off cash in the parking lot and it went on and on and on. Senator Bob Menendez has now hired his attorney to help him defend the charges. He's been indicted. He's going to have to. That's the same attorney who's defending Hunter Biden. Story on the Daily Wire. Boomer just gives me the look like you could have seen this coming a mile away. Now, I will say this. Menendez has been in trouble before. This was the same attorney he had in 2015. So it's not like he didn't have a prior relationship with this attorney. CNBC reports Menendez hired Abby Lowell to represent him in the case, the same attorney, same lawyer who he hired in 2015 in a similar corruption case, although legal experts have said the current case is much stronger. The federal indictment was unsealed against Menendez on Friday and accused the senator and his wife of accepting bribes from three business people in exchange for actions he took as chairman of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Let me ask you a question. What is Hunter Biden in trouble for, Boomer?
What is he in trouble for?
Yes. Taking money, right?
Right. I mean, money and
from foreign countries. Who's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee?
Right there. Wow.
Bob Menendez. So, and you look at it and go, it's unrelated, Phil. It's apples and oranges. Is it? Is it really? Because what we saw with Joe Biden with Ukraine, for instance, is Hunter Biden needed some action done by Daddy. Daddy took some official action as a government elected official. And then Hunter Biden got paid money. Now we're seeing that Hunter Biden, who may have been trying to curry favor on behalf of his foreign clients, is sharing the same attorney in his indictments and his charges and his investigations as the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. If there is anything that lawyer needs to know, he's going to know on behalf of both clients. If there's anything that needs to be impeded in an investigation, one lawyer can now impede all of it. I just throw that out there for consumption. You can't make this stuff up.
Wow.
Just saying. Groovy show today, man, says Jeff from Indiana, who is still stuck in hippie mode. Josh from Coleman says, now that's some jackassery right there. JT from Lacey Springs says, standing ovation of the Nazi, that's some jackassery. And the band, guess who? Venezuelan Squirrel, Get Away From Me, E. I guess he's singing. Kenneth from Somerville says, Nico the Squirrel must have voted for Trump. He's banned at the border. Can't come in. All right, you guys. Have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. Right Side Radio, we love you. We'll see you then.